Jesus said to his followers, "Don't let your needs dominate your thoughts. Your heavenly Father knows your needs. He cares for the creatures in the natural world, so they lack nothing. He will care for you. Give yourself to the Lord first. Pursue God's purposes more than your own purposes. Think differently about God's provision for you." Out of my study and my life experience, I believe God has four lessons for us to learn today regarding His provision. Lesson number one, God's provision is His to give and take away. Regard it humbly. Everything we have comes from God. Paul reminds us about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, when he asks, "What do you have that God hasn't given you?" The answer is nothing. There isn't anything we have that we did not receive from God. Birthplace, height, attractiveness, intelligence, natural talents, and opportunities. All those came from God. Yet we can boastfully live as though we had everything to do with those things. Everything we have comes from God. But what we have is not a measure of our goodness or our faith. How God chooses to provide for you or for me at any time in our lives is His sovereign choice. Paul was in God's will and doing exactly what God purposed for him to do. Yet he experienced times of hunger and want. When God removes our comforts and strips away our support, we actually begin to depend upon Him as God Almighty, as an essential to our lives, not just an appendage. Don't let anyone deceive you by equating prosperity with your measure of faith. What we have is not a measure of our goodness or our faith. And God determines our provision, the how, when, and why. Most of the time, God's provision is going to come through people, not miraculously appear from the sky. People design products and services to sell. They take the risk to start businesses and hire workers, including you. People buy farmers' crops, and people provide meals for someone in a time of need. God chooses how He provides for His own. We must learn to trust whatever manner He chooses. God determines our provision, the how, when, and why. Whatever provision you do receive from God, regard it humbly, receive it gratefully, give it generously, and praise Him openly. Those are important on your walk from fear to faith.